Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
We say good morning to Bob and Comac. Bob, what is up?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Listen, Willie, first of all, as a longtime Jet fan, really enjoy your work on the post-game show with all the guys. I hope everybody's coming back. It's really great to hear you guys after the games.
Thank you.
I have a question. What went off the rails with the Hassan Reddick situation? Because as a Jet fan and a lot of Jet fans, seems like someone was pretty disingenuous here because they had a talk before they traded him. And, you know, I wanted your take. And what do you think it's going to take to get him to camp? I know he's got a non-guarantee, but I wanted to get your take on that whole situation. Thanks.
Yeah, the bottom line, he's looking at what Brian Burns is for the New York Giants being made. He goes, yeah, pay me my money. He's been consistent over the last 4 years, and I agree with you. I think Hassan Reddick and the conversation between Joe Didi, GM for the Jets, There was something missed there, right? Because there's no way I'm leaving this team, right? And obviously the Eagles are like, listen, we're not going to pay you that money. Mm-hmm. I understand you're great, obviously, but we need you to go. I had to know there was something. I was getting what I wanted when I land here. The fact that he isn't getting what he wants. He's 30 years old. He's been a double sack guy for so long. He has to get paid. Brian's Burns got his money. They're roughly the same age. They're not off each other. So I understand what Hassan's sitting out. But I have empathy for Robert Saleh because week one, he's going to San Francisco. And he's playing against a pretty damn good team with mm-hmm. a pretty good damn offensive line. And when he looks at the catalyst, that's the guys he got before him, you're talking about Will McDonald, young fella, right? You're talking about Jermaine Johnson, who's coming into his own. They need a guy to get home. They need somebody that could be on the side of Quentin Williams that can add a rush. So this has to happen. I talked about earlier the checklist. The checklist is you want Hassan Reddick in camp,
of course,
right? But Robert Saleh right now is like I can't do anything. Like it is what it is. I don't see it. Do I see the money coming his way? It has to happen. I just don't know when.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I suppose, to me, there's something went... There was some miscommunication somewhere because I cannot believe that Joe Douglas did this thinking he was going to be stuck with this situation. And I don't know that would Hassan Reddick agree to do this, having not been guaranteed that something was going to get done?
And there should have been a deal done before he became.
I agree with that. And then I'll say what I said yesterday. I agree with what you're saying about going to San Francisco. He makes you better, all of that. The Jets don't owe him anything, though.
I agree.
He's not a Jet. He's an Eagle. And you hope that he becomes a Jet, and you hope that he comes out and plays at a high level. I just don't know. I mean, how long do you sit there and take the fines?
For me, I'm not taking the fines much longer. I'm telling my camp, I'm like, I'm going to work.
Right.
Because this starts to add up to the point. I mean, he's already, how many in?
Oh, you're weeks into this now.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it's at this point, you're losing money.
You're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And now, I can understand fighting for what he's worth, because he is worth the money. Great locker room guy. His ability to bend the edge, create, you know, get after the quarterback. He's local. I know he went to Temple. Mm-hmm. He has everything you want. However, you know, it's tough for him because he's never going to see another big payday. He's never going to get the money he's asking for again. So he has to kind of stand in the middle of the road and fight. However, you know, I don't know how much he can really do. Like, it's kind of done. And Joe D and, you know, I don't see him opening the checkbook. You know,
I don't either.
Woody's not opening the checkbook.
It's like a big game of chicken right now.
We got Sauce. We got Breece Hall. We got a couple guys coming down the pipeline. They don't want to get tied to this and have to pay other guys.
The cap is such a pain in the ass. I mean, I understand why it's in play.
Vera Tucker has to get paid. Like, there's guys that have to get paid, and you're talking about, you know, the New York Jets. They have a core now that needs to be paid.
Yep.
So you're going to crack the bank for a 30-year-old pass rusher?
Like, right. When you're trying to keep the core intact for years and years
100%.
To come. 100%.
Knowing that Aaron Rodgers is gone in 2 years?
Yeah, that too. Here's your window.
This is it.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.